Chapter 1. It always started with something stupid. Some seemingly innocuous action that set a ball rolling that I couldn't stop. No, that's not true. I usually could stop the ball, but never soon enough. This time, it was taking up a woman on her offer to dance. I'm one of those rare men who figured out early that, bizarre as it seems to most Y-chromosome-bearing members of the species, women like dancing. Ergo, if I wanted women to like me, knowing how to dance was probably a good start. I was right about that as far as it went. I was in a tiny hole-in-the-wall bar that made its home in a fly-speck town. The fly-speck town made its home in a blink-and-you-miss-it county in Tennessee. It was the kind of place where older men tipped their John Deere hats to women, and young men drove girls out to the river with a six-pack of beer and a crotch full of hope. It was also the kind of place where the bars were well-stocked with three domestic brands on tap and every kind of country music your sanity could barely tolerate. In other words, it wasn't my kind of place. Still, I'd been driving for a while, fleeing a disaster I had, depending on who was telling the tale, either created or stopped in Miami. The police seemed to be of the former opinion. There wasn't going to be any evidence, but I hadn't been in a mood to sit around a jail cell for days while they figured it out. After I almost ran myself off the road for the fourth time, I decided the next town I came to was where I'd call it a night. I checked into the first motel I saw, which was situated next to the bar. There was any number of conclusions one might draw from that setup, but I chose not to draw them. I dumped my bag in my room and headed for the bar. It was dark and dingy, but with an open section for people to dance. I opened with the universal signal of bartender friendship. I held up 20. I found myself immediately served by a 30-something brunette who was desperately trying to pass herself off as a 20-something blonde. That probably worked out for her by closing on most nights. I took a couple of long pulls off the bottle in front of me and did my best not to make eye contact with anyone but the bartender. Eye contact invites conversation, and worse, questions. I wasn't interested in either. The thing I forgot is that a new face in a local watering hole is going to attract attention, whether you want it or not.